hey, what's going on? You're listening to Free Consultation. I'm not paralegal, paralegal Lou, a.k.a.
Loophole Lou.
And as always, oh, yeah. I'm here with counselor
Nicholas Alexander Leidorf, Michigan bar number P69245. I'm a bar attorney.
Ooh.
So that means I'm British accredited registry.
I gotta tell you,
I am fucking royalty. If you didn't know that, I just learned it.
What's something wild to me that I learned from our last podcast is that doesn't matter.
Right. Like, it does not at all.
Anybody can be a constitutional lawyer.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can just put air quotes at the beginning of anything.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to be a frontier physician.
I'm a frontier psychiatrist.
Yeah, experimental dentist.
Yeah.
That's what I am as well. Yeah.
I was wondering why you were walking a donkey around the neighborhood. Yeah,
just for practice. I didn't know this, but they have lots of teeth.
That donkeys? I don't know. That. I was like, maybe sharks is what you think.
You might not even be a donkey. It's just a large dog.
I see. Yeah. The bit I was going for is to have somebody get kicked in the face by a mule to have their teeth knocked out.
Oh, there you go.
I guess you wouldn't know that because you're not in my brain.
Yeah, we had to have we saved your teeth, but they are from a mule. So,
oh, my God. And, oh, man, if I was wittier and quicker, I'd say, like that girl from Sex and the City.
That's so Miranda.
What's her name?
Miranda?
No, the one with the teeth.
The old horse teeth?
Yeah, horse teeth.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
That's the one. She's got them.
She's not Miranda. She's...
No, she's one of them. I mean,
so old now, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. I make RoboCop references.
No, but that's solid.
Yeah, but Gen Z is like, Robo, what? Yeah. I don't like any kinds of cops. Like, you'd like this one, because dead or alive, I'm like, oh, wait, he's still a cop.
It's got Detroit in it. It's a great movie.
Yeah. It's pretty. Here's something. In the day and age of ripping down statues, because they just took down the Confederate statues.
Lewis and Clark or something yesterday, too?
Lewis and Clark, Confederate statues. All right, let's do it. Let's get rid of the bad ones. Yep. But all I'm saying is the next time they're like, hey, maybe a Peter Weller RoboCop statue? Mm-hmm. And the city of Detroit's like, wow, we can't be having that. I'm like, I don't know. There was slave-owning rebellious generals up for a few hundred years. I think we could have a RoboCop statue.
Who are we hurting with a RoboCop statue?
Dude, Peter Weller was about it. He's like, fuck yeah.
Oh, this was an actual conversation
about it? Wow. Oh yeah, there's like a YouTube video of him like putting a beer case on his head pretending to be RoboCop again. Like, give me my statue.
Oh damn, that sounds cool. Yeah.
But anyways, all right, sorry for the incoherent rambling there, everybody. What have we got for him today, counselor?
Well, let's see. We have some great couple videos we're gonna watch. One is from a man representing himself in court, and he's giving a closing statement at his criminal trial.
That always ends well.
Yeah.
At a criminal trial.
DIY lawyering.
Wow,
you know, that's a great idea. Especially, I think it's a murder case.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the guy fucking kills his closing statement.
Yeah, he killed something.
Yeah. Definitely the person.
Then we have a tasty treat that I stumbled upon yesterday, which is a sovereign citizen doing stand-up.
All right.
Which is the guy that we talked about last week.
I was going to say, don't tease him. Let him know exactly.
Oh, yeah, it's Rick Martin.
It's Ricky Martz.
Stand-up comedy. And I watched about 30 seconds because I didn't want to, like, you know, I wanted to enjoy it together.
Okay,
it together. But as soon as I saw it, I said out loud, like, oh, my God, this is the mother load. And my wife's like, wait, what?
How did you find it? Did you have to Google,
I went to his channel.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I figure, if he's going to expose me, I need to know my name in a very Sun Tzu way.
I mean, hang on. Maybe he's, the best meta comedian we've ever met. Like, it's all bullshit. And he's like, oh, fellas, the sovereign citizen thing, I just do for a gag.
It's just a ruse.
It's just a goof.
I do love that you have this very optimistic way of believing in people. It's nice.
It saves me from homicide. I have to. People are like, why are you so positive? I'm like, because there's laws in place to stop me from doing what I really want to do. Like half the people I see on the planet, I'm like, we'd stand to have a virus that kind of hits a little harder next time. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah, so that's that, and then we're gonna end with some emails. We do have 4 tasty emails from people seeking legal counsel on Avvo.com, and so we're
Tradition. Nice.
Who's sponsoring the pod today?
This one's called Super Coffee, which nice. I like because it just sounds like a kid that works at his dad's office named the drink. Yeah. We're like, son, come to dad's work day. I work at a beverage company. And then they're like, all right, we've got this coffee. It's got protein and oil in it. And this is going to make me shit. It's got protein and MCT oil. I'm just reading
What's
this.
MCT oil?
I think it's from coconuts, but what I'm worried about is this is 200 milligrams of caffeine and 10 grams of protein.
Oh.
And it
mashed together.
Yeah, this is a bowel movement. All right, so the podcast is going to end abruptly at about 9:30. We got about an hour. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. But it's super coffee.
Super coffee. It's like when they translate it from another language.
yeah.
From Japanese to yeah, I was English. Like,
Yochiro Itzo. It's like, super coffee. Like, yeah. And for those of you that are like, was that actually Japanese? No. But who's more racist, the person that thought it was or me for doing it?
So that's what we got today, man. I'm excited.
I am super early.
It's 8 o'clock. It was 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. It concerns me when you say it's super early because you have a real job and a child, and you're like 8 a.m. What world are we living in?
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't know.
I know.
It's
not early for me, but I think it was early for you.
Yeah. Because I'm like, this isn't early for you, is it? Yeah. No, I was like, all right, you're being kind. Yeah. I'm like, all right. Yeah. It didn't used to be, but I've become a scoundrel again. Anyways.
Man.
Thanks, man. Let's. You want to get into it?
Yeah. So this first one is, I just found this on just doing a search on the old YouTube.
Do you want me, let's go full screen with it.
Full screen.
And then let me do some producer stuff.
Okay.
Because I got to pull this over here. All right. Look at that. Do we want that?
There we go.
Well, I used to have one. This is like a vision test for me right now. All right. Well. We're just going to go full screen with it for the people on the boob tubes.
All right.
All right. And let's...
here we go.
All right. Let her
I couldn't find any details about this, but this is just a guy's closing argument in his trial that he's giving himself.
All right.
And I think it's a pretty serious crime because he mentions at some point that someone's dead.
Okay.
So all
right.
This is... you'll see there's a clerk there onto the right. And then you'll see a prosecutor and then the judge. And
now,
here we go.
Before he gets into it, did he counsel himself into the Fifth Amendment?
Good question. I have no idea. Probably not.
Okay. for those of you that not watching it, but you're listening to the podcast, the fella kind of looks like Dollar Store Weekend if he killed someone.
Yeah, there you go. Or a Pokemon character's hair. I would love to have it because I don't have any, but beggars can't be choosy, but that's an interesting.
He's got like the Weekend style, like up locks.
Up locks.
And then he's got like a fuck my shit up, like mullet.
In the back.
Yeah. Which is,
it's like a down lock, up lock, down lock.
Look. I'm not going to lie, sans headband, it looks odd. But if this dude had a neon headband tying this shit together, that I'd be like, he could kill fucking everybody right in front of me. And be like, this guy walks.
All right, so you want to dive into it?
Hit it.
A fraudulent recording. Were they alleged?
Oh, man.
I beat Kenyon Barron to death.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
He thinks he's got this.
Yeah.
He thinks he's got this, dude. Yeah. This guy oozes confidence. Like, I'm 12 people. I'm going to put the jury on trial.
Yeah, he's like, oh, here we go. Cracks the knuckles. And we are off.
Look, he's got both hands behind his waist. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. All right.
He's pacing around.
Yeah, this is just incredible.
This is an outdoor voice, by the way. This is not an indoor voice.
Also, like, I don't know if it's a bailiff behind it, but clearly the bailiff is like, I'm just waiting for the judge to tell me to go ahead and take this guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, pacing. Making eye contact.
He talked about Mr. Khalil Brown, my neighbor, who stayed across the street.
Yeah, man.
He's emphasizing stuff that...
But if Mr. Khalil Brown was a help to them proving me guilty beyond reason...
That was... What was that sentence?
I don't know.
All right.
If that reasonable doubt.
Yeah, if that was a help to them proven...
Yeah.
He's emphasizing the wrong...
He's, but... he's doing that thing. He's doing that thing you always talk about when cops start using like cop jargon,
yeah,
or people try to talk to cops in cop jargon, but they don't. So they're just like tying together words they've heard.
Yeah.
And you're like, nope, that's all right.
15% of it's coherent.
Dude,
85 is just nonsense.
I hate to say it, nobody's making eye contact with this guy.
No, he's staring them right in the face.
Yeah.
So it looks like we got like the arresting, the officer in charge, the prosecutor, and maybe another officer right in front of him.
I also hate to say it, if I was counseling myself on this one, I was like, maybe don't use a I kill people voice in a defense
if
kill
you're
people.
Screaming.
Like you're scaring people.
They don't want to see you angry.
No.
You know?
Also, I hate to say it, but jury of his peers, I haven't seen one other person. Again,
what if like what they panned and the judge had the exact same haircut?
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, I hate to say it, but this may be a mistrial because this guy's gonna get fucked regardless. Because if there is an old white racist lady on the jury, but all right.
Yeah,
they would have called Mr. Khalil Brown, but I called Mr. Khalil Brown to be a witness for me.
All right.
Jeez. He is staring at
me. I didn't ask him to lie about one thing that he saw.
Look
at
how
night.
Pissed the judge is.
Yeah.
I asked him to tell the jury exactly what he saw that night. And you have to ask yourself why.
Dude, stop.
Yeah.
She's like grinning and nodding.
Yeah.
She's like subtly.
She does have a grin right there, yeah.
She's shaking her head no, like, dude, oh my God. I've never seen, I think this might be the best visual capture of the American
criminal justice system.
It's disheartening because there's like a Falcon-esque Karen looking judge. Like I don't want to say that's a personified bald eagle woman. And then there's like three.
I'm sure she's a lovely woman.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But then there's like three clearly he did it white dudes like sitting in front of him. And then this guy is just trying his goddamn darndest to be like, I didn't do it.
Right.
All right, here we are.
Because he's playing a fraudulent damn recording of me beating Kenyatta Barron 15 damn times when that did not happen.
Okay, counselor.
Did he just mention that there was a recording of him doing it?
Right, and I was just going to ask you, counselor, go ahead and lawyer your way out of this sentence for me. It's a fraudulent recording of me beating the shit out of this guy. I'm like, all right, if it's a fraudulent recording, couldn't you be like, all right, it's a fraudulent, like maybe, but... You just admitted that you beat the shit out of this guy.
Yeah. Isn't it, don't they have that new technology where you can have people like deep fake? What do they call that?
Deep fakes.
Yeah. This guy. This was the test. They were testing it on this guy. They're like, I don't like this guy's hair.
Story of the hurricane.
Deep fake of him beating some other person.
Yeah. God damn it, dude. I don't like how
insane. Look at the clerk to the left. In the red shirt, she's like, Jesus.
Yeah,
I didn't know there
was like cringe in the courtroom, but this is courtroom cringe where you're no.
The judge is probably going to say, like, you need to tread lightly, counsel. one of those judge things.
All right. Jesus.
And like I told you earlier, you will know the truth whether in this trial or the next.
What the fuck does that mean?
It was another trial.
If you think I'm here to play around with y'all, goddamn it, I'm not.
All right, Mr. O'Neill, please stop using swearing language. It's not appropriate in closing argument.
The judge didn't really know what to say.
Incredible.
Please don't use swearing language.
Well, I feel like that was a touch of racism on her part because she hovered over profanity and then she's like, I don't know that he's going to get to that.
I don't know if he's going to profanity.
Like, God damn it. All right.
Yeah.
And then the video just ends there. Well, hang on now. Yep.
Yeah, it does. Oh man.
Do we have a verdict here?
No. I'll look into that. But I saw that and it was a nice little clip.
Let's go ahead and let's just go to the comments real quick.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that he was guilty. I was shocked when he didn't win.
Yeah. Okay. Top comment. Baba gonna love it when he moves into the cell. Okay. Yeah. So.
Oh man.
Oh boy. Well, I don't.
Did he mention that there's gonna be another trial?
Yeah.
You usually only get one. Like if for murder, the other one's not gonna matter at all. Like,
well, I was gonna ask you because he was making some points where I was like, oh okay, you're gonna learn in this trial or the next one. But I thought he was gonna say in this life or the next one, figure out when we all die.
Right.
But he's like. No, he just insinuated that they'd be there again other day. Yeah. Like, nope.
Yeah, what are you doing tomorrow?
I'm not here to play around with you. Did he call him? God damn it!
I'm here to play around. You, God damn it!
That was pretty great.
Yeah,
this is why I don't think I'm allowed on juries, because I'd be like, this guy fucking rules.
It's funny. I have to call in for jury duty tomorrow.
Do you?
Yeah, that'll be interesting. There's
what
no
happens
way
if you blow that off?
Oh, you'll get a visit from the sheriff's department. Yeah.
Yeah, but
they'll get a warrant. Then you got to show up in front of the judge. They'll arrest you. Yeah.
They'll arrest you if you skip out on jury duty?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Not in like the bigger cities, but around here where they have not a lot to do.
Really?
They get offended.
Wow.
Yep.
And they just be like, it's now you're on trial because you didn't show up?
It's like contempt of court.
Oh.
Yeah.
What if you're like, I'm taking shit. I didn't get it. I feel like it's a pretty easy one to be like, that got lost in the mail.
Well, now it is. Yeah. Like pre-2020, it was harder to
get out of jury duty.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's more of like a respect thing for everybody else. Like everyone else showed up, you know?
Yeah. I guess it's one of the few things that keeps us American where we're like, nobody wants to be here.
No
bud.
One wants to be
like,
here. Yeah.
It's,
I've even said that in an opening statement. Like, listen, no one wants
to
be
here. Yeah. No one wants to be. I
don't
this
really
is my
be
job
here.
And I don't want to be here. Like, well, I mean, that's everybody's job, but.
You get, get a clap from one of the jurors.
I don't know, man. I just. Yeah. I got a vibe about me where most attorneys are like, nah, get him off that bench. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
You almost feel a little bit, I don't know if you've ever, is this your first time for jury duty?
I did.
Because you're a lawyer, they're going to fucking release you immediately.
Right, so I had to show up before, and then I never got called. So they have a panel, so like a lot of people, and then they'll like randomly pick numbers what your juror number is, and then you get called into up there,
right?
And then
I never
got called up there
before. But well, it's weird because here's a segment that we're kind of organically flowing into a little bit, then teach people a little bit about jury duty.
When you're
sitting there,
mm-hmm.
it feels like a dodgeball game where the prosecuting attorney and the defense attorney are like, all right, I got to pick a squad here.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Going to go for me.
Oh, yeah.
And you can kind of see like them looking at each other like, oh, you're going to dismiss juror number 12? Well, I'm going to get rid of 7. And then, so in my experience of jury duty, when you're like, we're going to get the best jury for fairness. No, it's both sides picking the worst fucking people to try and win the game for them.
Yeah.
So anytime you look at a jury full of mouth breathers and one shrew, you're like, well, fuck. Every competent person, one of them got rid of.
Yeah.
Like it's every time, and I hate to say it, if you've ever been like, well, I've been on a jury.
Not you, though. You're special.
I don't know, man.
It is weird because, you know, no one wants to get their name called. So everyone's in a big room.
Yep.
They're waiting around. You see if the case is actually going to settle.
Yeah.
So then sometimes it does, like the last minute. And then and if it doesn't, it's like, oh, shit, this is going to happen. And then everyone's in the room. And then the usually somebody has like a box, like a hat or something.
Yeah.
And they have everyone's number in there. So then they'll pull a number out. They'll usually put like for a misdemeanor case, they'll pull like 7 names.
Oh, okay.
So
yep,
you got
yep,
like,
yep.
like one alternate. So then those people will go up in the box, and yep. then the judge will like talk to them about serving on a jury and, yep, and yep. all that kind of stuff. And then that's when they call it voir dire. And then the prosecutor gets to ask questions, defense gets to ask questions.
To the jurors, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they'll say any challenges for cause. And then so you can, based on the answers of any of those people, like if one person, you know, is like, oh, the officer is my cousin.
Right,
and
right. Like, I'm too close to this trial.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when I was there, it's okay. So again, you're being so professional about this. I'll dumb it down for the other half of the audience. The Lou people. The challenge of cause is basically everybody sitting there going like, how the fuck do I get out of this?
Right.
Somebody's sitting next to you like, well, my brother's an officer. I'm like, yeah. fuck, bitch. Yeah. Like, and they're like, and then they're like, Mr. Michael, anything for you? I'm like, I got to be completely honest. I don't know. I shouldn't say it, but you guys are looking for honesty. We are in a courtroom. I think he did it. He looks guilty as fuck to me. It's not something I wish I had, but it's a weird shirt for him to be. And honestly, he's grinning at me through his glasses and swaying a little too much. His body chemistry, just everything tells me he did it. He beat the shit out of that person. I think he's guilty as fuck. And then and then they were like, you can probably go.
We can back it up. Yeah.
I think I wrecked it for everybody because like a few people were like,
it's you bring this up, but it is funny. Like listening to people try and get out of it. Like, like some people are like, because we all start from the premise that, like, no one wants to be there.
There's a few.
But there are some people who are like, I'm special. Yeah, and like, well, I have to work.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, what do you think these other people are doing? We're just sitting around in our studio apartment waiting for the call. Like, jury duty?
Thank God.
Oh, my God. Thank I got God. Something to do.
$5 an hour coming at me.
Yeah, and a free lunch.
Dude, and then, a government lunch, too.
Oh, yeah.
I've met a few of them. There's probably one or two per jury that's just jonesing to be there.
Oh, right. And then, those are the people you want to get the fuck
off
of. Dude,
I know. That's what I've noticed about when they're picking the squad. Anybody that's like, nope, I'm fucking here for it. They're like, you gotta go. Yeah. You gotta
Sometimes you'll read of like appellate cases where they'll learn of like what the jury did. Like some of the people were like, oh, I took out my phone and I like Googled like some of the stuff. Like even the judge tells them they're not supposed to do any of that.
That's super.
That's like,
that's illegal.
You're some sleuth, you know, you're like, going to crack this case.
Yeah, like I'm going to put the court on trial. Juror number 7, have you got something to say? I do.
I have a couple questions.
Like, no, you shut right up. I will say I was a witness for the prosecution to an assault back in college. And I was there when they dismissed, like, one juror at the end of the trial.
Oh, yeah.
Is that, like, a normal thing?
Yeah. So, like, was this in district court?
Yeah.
Okay. So, probably had, like, 7... jurors,
kind of like fucking behead one in front of, and it's so disheartening.
Worst. We've slashed through this entire whole trial, dog and pony show, everything, and then they're like, you're just chomping at the bit, ready to go, and then we have to dismiss one of the jurors, and you're like, what?
Yeah, why do they have to do that?
Because
what cockamamie? Okay,
like in a misdemeanor trial in Michigan, you only have 6.
So,
but then they keep an alternate in case somebody kicks it or
okay. Because I'm not gonna lie, like that was. I mean, the guy who they found guilty, I was like, I feel bad for you, kind of, but not really, because you hit somebody I know.
Yeah.
But I felt worse for the guy that they were like, bah, juror number 7, you can go on home.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? And
I don't get to.
And they're like, get out of here.
It's
and
like you got juror blue balls.
I want to blow my load of opinion.
I want to blow my load of justice.
Listen, I got something to say. And everybody's like, nah, we don't give a piss. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Take your $3.
I hope you like ham and cheese, motherfucker.
Make sure you cash it next week.
And make sure you don't go spending it all in one place.
Things are a little thin.
Yeah, dude.
The city.
But I felt I I genuinely felt bad for the guy, and then I moved.
That does suck. I have gotten to talk to some people because, like, it's like free intel. When those people leave, they want to chat, you know. So
yeah, they're like,
"What do you think? How do you think?" And you know, sometimes they'll be like, "You know, oh, it's like sometimes it's like comedy. It's like I thought you did a nice job." You know? Like,
I hate not that it matters, but I was rooting for you, and put me in that room. I'm on your side.
Yeah. Oh man.
That's wild.
Yeah, that does suck. That's a good thing that I forgot. You just forget about it because you're just in it.
Yeah.
That sucks for that person.
Yeah, because they've legitimately wasted so much of their life. Like, because it's like, thank you, and you're irrelevant. You could have not been here. Like, thank you for your service.
I guess. Like, you sat here.
Thank you for your civic service. Now get the fuck out. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to let this shout out to Jimmy then, because he's just been really kind of flushing those summons, those jury things.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, ah, dude, you
Ballsy.
Live. Well, I'm like, you live in Ingham County now, friend. Yeah. This ain't Wayne County. Yeah. Like, when my mom lives in Wayne County and she'll get jury shit, and she's like, they've got bigger things to worry about there.
God
not
bless your mom.
Sending it.
That's sweet. Dude,
also, if a sheriff showed up to like get her to go, they'd be like, "You don't want her."
Yeah.
made a judgment call. I found
she's not here.
Well, that's when I found that the assailant was full of erroneous statement. I love just cop talk, like. But
perp.
Okay, perp. Yeah, the perp. Dude. Oh my God, you don't want a jury. You don't.
So, do you want to? You want to hit to the next one here?
Yeah. Right. I suppose. So I was in a good mood, but that's.
Yeah, so we don't have to watch all of this abomination, but remember, if you've been watching the show, you're familiar with Rick Martin, constitutional lawyer, and I forgot to say air quotes, and I was, he decided to do stand-up comedy, and so taking the two things that I love the most in my life, which is stand-up comedy and the law, and then watching him do it, I was like, we have to watch this, because I found this last night. And so he does stand-up comedy. He does about eight, almost 9 minutes.
Oh,
and
damn
he,
it.
So yeah, let's see.
Sorry. My two cents before we get into it.
What you wrote in the description?
Yeah, kind of. The only thing I have in my life that I'm holding on to right now is stand-up comedy.
All right.
Well, that's not true, but for the sake of entertainment, I'll say it. And then his description on the video is me doing stand up for crickets, ellipses plus one.
That's a joke. That's supposed to be a joke.
Yeah, no. Only four people in the bar, so he's like making excuses. He's like, it's tough when you don't have a large audience backing you with laughter. I was spoiled by my first audience. Lol.
Well, he put LOL in quotation marks.
Yeah. Which I'm like, all right, well, that's we got all kinds of problems. Here's the thing though.
Yeah.
Cause a good comedian just wouldn't post this then.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, you lack an amazing amount of self-awareness. Because if they were really good jokes and you're like, I kind of want to showcase them with a good audience and a platform where jokes should be appreciated, I'll wait. But old Ricky Martin's like, nah, fire these off. They need to be out there. And then I'm not going to lie, King's Hearted 2 just commented, very good, enjoyed.
Nice.
I'm gonna lose it.
The host of the show's body language is like this is gonna fucking suck. What we should say is, like, normally, like, we do stand up, we wouldn't shit on other people's stand up.
No.
The reason we're shitting on this is because this guy is a fucking tourist in not only the law, but also stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
And it's very annoying to me.
I will shit on somebody if they're like you said, like a
arrogant
tourist or like coming into the creative space of stand up.
Like, I got this.
Yeah, like
watch this fuckers.
You're right. But, like, you know, if I keep seeing somebody at a mic trying to figure it out and, like, they've been kicked in the nuts enough. And I mean the proverbial nuts.
Right.
The royal non-existent nuts.
That would be funny if they got kicked in the nuts.
Of comedy, yeah.
That's always funny.
But this guy, the body language is, like, for those of you that can't see, I'm going to describe it. And then for those of you that are watching with us on the YouTubes, his body language – All right, so this Andrew Schultz-looking host is just like, this is going to fucking suck. And the body language of old Dick Martin here is he could not want that microphone more.
Oh, he's like, give it to
this
me.
This is like,
me,
I am fucking ready. There's a mic stand, but he's like, don't even put it in there. Just give me that goddamn microphone.
It's like, what about Bob? Give me. I need.
And then also, man, like, yeah, this looks like, I can tell by the angle of the camera. Yep. I'm like, yeah, this is an open mic. It's at a bar or a venue where comedy is happening on a Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't get enough people for karaoke.
They could barely tolerate it at the place.
And, oh, my, I wish I could be the guy drinking that night being like, shut the fuck up. I'd be like, all right, sometimes you want to be on the other side. Grass is green. All right, here we go. I don't know how loud this is going to be, so I'm going to err on the side of let's make it deafening. And here we go, everybody.
No. How you folks doing tonight?
Fucking.
Right. See if I can make you laugh a little bit.
Actually, move not a bad open. Moved it in front of the Kendra.
Right in front of
him. I was just sitting there talking in the miles there from Scotland.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wonderful place, Scotland.
All right.
Wow.
We are 18 seconds in.
Nothing.
I can already tell you he's doing, like, if he wasn't an asshole, mm-hmm. I'd be like, whatever, he's a new comedian.
Yep.
But he's doing new guy shit that bugs the hell out of me.
Uh-huh.
Where he's like, I was talking to this dude.
Talking,
like,
which no one knows.
Yeah, and then
unless it's the bar. I mean,
right? But it's set up. But then, like, he's like Scotland. He's like, lovely place, guy. Like, shut the fuck up and move on. Like, oh, is Scotland lovely? Get the god. All right.
Yeah.
Like, okay, sorry, everybody. I'm not angry at his. I am angry
dad's,
at him.
Dad's
not mad at you. Dad's mad at somebody taking something he loves and.
Yeah,
guy just
shitting on it.
I'm like, there's no Dunning-Kruger effect with
this
guy.
See, but this is
he's
interesting.
Standing tall.
See, this is interesting because now you get to experience what I experienced
right.
when I see him talking this cock and bull bullshit.
I get
about
yeah.
like, oh, the government and this is my
you're
license
right.
plate.
You're right. This I was going to say, I empathized with your anger before. Now I sympathize with it. And I'm like,
this is all strategic.
Yeah, I'm
this
like,
is
all
why
right.
I wanted to play this.
All right. Let's, we're going to keep it going, everybody. I wish you could see his smug, punchable face at the mere fact that he said Scotland's cool. I'm like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
My father's from Scotland.
Oh, yeah?
And, my mother's from Paris.
Okay.
So basically, I'm a lover and a fighter. Speaking of fighting,
that was the worst. Yeah. It took us 30 seconds to get to that, and it was barely a joke at all. It wasn't even a... It was on the tree of comedy.
There's
low hanging fruit, and then there's fruit that's just on the ground. Yeah, that someone stomped on.
All right, but real recognize real.
Yeah,
he did do like setup and punch. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, it's within the realm of like a joke.
Uh huh.
But I fucking crushed it. Aura. He's got about
well,
him.
Person doing the camera is the only person laughing.
Right.
The only laugh is the person holding the camera.
Yeah,
right now.
And I hate to judge somebody's mental aptitude by their laugh, but I gotcha. That one gotcha. All right. I'm sorry, but it's like, I don't know. I didn't think that was going to get you, counselor. Oh,
some of your mineral blossom.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just whenever I hear like that, I'm sorry. I'm gonna let you sit
first. All right. Sorry. I was not expecting that, and it got me.
I'm sorry, but like whenever,
really hot.
Whenever I hear like that ball chortling laughter, like have you ever heard somebody laugh like they're also gargling balls?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's
like,
I'm sorry.
This guy gets stuck in revolving doors.
Right. Yeah, like, yeah. Let's go back to it and let you decide.
You be the judge.
You be the judge. Yeah. But listen to this laugh after the joke and tell me that this guy doesn't also sound like he has a sweaty ball bag in the back of his throat as he's actively forgetting first grade science.
These are Rick's balls.
Here we go.
From what, Scotland? My father's from Scotland, and my mother's from Paris.
Here it comes, here it comes.
So basically, I'm a lover and a fighter.
Just a rolling thunder of ball and mouth laughter.
Was he expecting, like, just everyone in an uproarious applause after
that? Yeah, I think so. Because, again, I can sympathize with him right now, where before I really got into stand-up, and I wrote jokes in my notebook, and I was like, this is fucking great. And then you get up on stage, and if you're a person with any kind of fucking self-awareness and you start bombing, you're just like, oh, fuck, this is so much harder than I thought. Yeah. But old Dickie Martin's like, this is easier than the law.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah. Like, you fucker.
Just add this to the resume.
Speaking of fighting, I spent half my...
Solid segue. Speaking of fighting.
Yeah.
All right.
This is just the audience,
dude,
I guess,
like
at this point.
That's like in first or third grade, whenever they teach you how to write essays, and like transition sentences. Yeah. Like, fucking nailed it. Check. Lover and fire. Speaking of fighting, like, nailed it.
My life being in fights, never lost one in my entire life until I met the police force. Seems like every time I turn around, I'm getting pulled over for something, one or another.
Yeah, because you don't have a license plate on your car.
Yeah, that'll do it there, Dick.
Pretty much every time.
Also, I've never met somebody more in my life where I'm like, yeah, I hope the cops beat the shit out of you every time. I've never lost a fight in my life until I've met the police force. I'm like, that's most of us.
Bravo.
You know how many people walk away going like, I just beat the police force. Literally.
I fought the law. The law.
Yeah, the billionaires,
it's
man.
It's a song.
Dude. If you don't want to talk to the cops so much, maybe stop being so pulloverable. You're literally a red flag wagon.
You're like a giant gift wrapped for
like,
the police.
Sorry, Quota Martin just drove by.
There he is. I can take the next 4 hours off now.
There's you know what? I gotta call up dispatch because my ticket book's empty. Hey, send the sergeant over with a few more pads because I'm writing this guy up for everything. All right, man. Acid wash jeans, tucked in white polo, and cowboy boots. This guy oozes. I fuck with my shirt on energy.
This guy's gonna expose me though.
He is. Look at his fucking hog in his pants.
Yeah, dude.
Now you know. I know why Rick Martin does everything. Yeah,
this is quite large.
Boy, he's got a big dick.
That ability to keep.
Oh wait,
my mouth
no, no, lighting. No, it was the lighting. Lighting you tricks. Got us. I was like, all right. Sorry, everybody. Let's hear these jokes.
You know, if I'm going to get a ticket, might as well have fun, right?
Waiting for laughter.
And I swear, I get pulled over for the silliest stuff. I mean, it amazes me.
Not having a license plate. What a goof.
Yeah.
you fucking silly.
That's so crazy.
You silly Billy without having a license plate. My God. I get pulled over for the silliest stuff, like firing my Glock off at left hand turns on red.
Shooting stop signs.
I got pulled over one time. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. And not a soul in sight.
Yeah, that's what cops usually call suspicious as fuck.
And come up to a stop sign, and there's not a soul around that I can see. So I kind of do what you call the California roll, cruise to that stop sign. Next thing I know, the lights came on, and I'm being pulled over.
Yeah, for running a stop sign.
Yeah, that's a civil infraction.
I know I'm shitting on him because I just don't like him so much. If you were my buddy, be like, yeah, we've all rolled through a stop sign. But I'm like, yeah, man, the setup of the joke, you can't admit.
Right.
Like, if you admit that you broke the law, then you need to. Then you need to own it in the joke to be funny.
Yeah, you can't put this on the police.
Like, I fucking ran the stop sign, but it's 4 a.m. Like, this cop's a dick because it's like, come on. Yeah. But instead, he's just like, this fucking cop doing his job, even though I did. He set it up where I'm like, dude, I'm no longer. You set it up in a weird way where I'm not on your side in the joke.
You know who also blows through stop signs at 4 o'clock in the morning? Super drunk people.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. You look at you thinking about it like somebody who's been in criminal defense for 14 years.
I'm just a...
Before I know it, biggest cop I ever did see comes out of that car, walks up, raps on my window. Son, you do realize you went through that stop sign back there, don't you?
Pretty good accent. That's a southern accent done in a southern accent. Like, ooh, yeah. It's a white guy doing white guy voice. Nice.
All right.
I didn't say yes, sir, but I did slow down. Before I knew it, he pulled out that nightstick, started whacking me over the head, and said, "Son, let me ask you a question. Do you want me to stop, or do you want me to slow down?" I didn't have to think twice about that answer.
Wow.
Please fatality.
Think it'd be nice. Here's the thing. I hate to admit it. Like, that has essence of actually.
The pieces are there.
If he came up to me, he was like, "How's my set?" I'd be like, "You know what? That one had legs."
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like,
right.
"Hey, son, do you want me to stop and slow down?" I'm like, "That's actually, again, he's doing like setup punch."
Yeah.
So I can't like hate on it entirely because it's structurally sound comedy.
That's true. Yeah.
But like,
just because you know who he is, I think.
Right. Yeah. I guess. But the other thing is, like, I'm a little worried that that might be a street joke.
That's probably true.
You like. Because it just has the essence of, like,
I've probably heard that before.
Right, like, if I Google that or Reddit it, I'm like, nah, that feels like that's, you know.
But okay, so, yeah, you did give him points, but then I'm probably pretty sure that that's a streak.
Right, like,
then
minus points. But here's the thing, I was like, I don't know, that's something, like, I didn't have to think twice.
Credit
where
credit is due.
Well, you could punch that up, be like, I didn't have to think twice. Well, actually, I did, because it was, like, concussed or, you're like, brain damage, but.
Yeah.
About now. So you get my drift. Said, yes, sir, I do. Wrote me the ticket and I was on my way. Knuckles bumps on my head, I was okay.
See, okay. Again, like, he...
Not a successful tag.
Can you believe it? no, but again, like, in the realm of comedy, there's hyperbole, but this hyperbole is bad.
Right.
It's like, you just admitted to, like, getting an ass whooping, and then he wrote you a ticket and sent you on your way.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I don't believe you at all.
Yeah, there has to be some truth in comedy for you to be able to be on this road for this story. You can't, like, because at the end, I'm like, I don't believe any of this. So then now I'm pissed that you took me on this.
Right.
This, like,
or it needs to be so absurd that I know you're making
the
world up.
Yeah.
And if you do that, I'm like, oh, cool.
That's funny.
Because that's like classic joke writing again, where it's like distant from you, but it's an observation you're making up.
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But it's like you have to contextualize it, whereas like he's telling it first person still.
Right.
And then like the tag being like few bumps and bruises, but I was all right. I was like, that just didn't happen.
No.
And, like, it's not in, like, a fun that didn't happen kind of way.
If you rewind it, too, like, if you go back to the beginning of the story, he's like, I got beat in the head for going through a stop sign.
We're
like,
giving this too much, is what we're doing. It's like, we're giving this guy's comedy too much. But
that's true.
I hate it because he's structurally sound enough where I'm like, motherfucker.
I've never had a good relationship with police officers, and you'd think I would, being the fact that my father was Secret Service and my younger brother's a Texas Ranger. Let me put it this way.
That's
it's always an event coming home and for the holidays, the conversation at the table. My brother is so sick and tired of me trying to use his name to get out of tickets. It's insane. Rick, next time you get pulled over, please do me a favor. Don't use my name, because if they call me, I don't know you. And he's not kidding. He's the first one to tell me I'm going to arrest you if you drive away from the family reunion after having all those beers. And he would.
And he probably should.
Dare I say, your brother might be one of the best cops out there. He's like, if you're my brother, but you're drunk driving and you're a hateable dick.
Oh, come on.
Dude.
What?
Can't you just be cool like when we were kids?
When I tried to burn that house down, you totally told on me.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah,
Dad always kind of chuckles about that because he would love to see me in the back seat of my brother's police car.
Yeah. What? Oh, okay. All right.
Whoa, moment of like
Yeah. It all did he just away. Get it? Yeah. Just all the dull blood just fell out of his head.
Careful about riffing about your real life up there, bud.
Yeah, just got a pang of
you never want it. Let me tell you, fam. Yeah. When it comes to mining your life for bits, do not riff on stage about it, because you never want to have a breakthrough moment.
Oh, my God. I'm going to call my dad.
Dude, when I see people talking about their real life tragedies on stage, and I'm like, ooh, this isn't written out. They're just going for it. Yep. They're just freeform jazzing it. And then you see that legitimate frown on stage.
That little wrong note. The saxophone.
I was like, ooh. So somebody just done broke the reed.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
And they forget where they are for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm like, and the lights hit you, and then the crowd's like, oh, fuck. He's having...
Your upper lip starts to sweat a little bit.
Jesus. Dude, he held on. Hey, we're going
that's
back.
That's an eternity. Dude, for stand-up
we're going back. I'm sorry if you're listening. I know this is painful, but if you're a fan of stand-up, you've got to listen to him deliver this punch and then watch this on YouTube with us so you can see his face drop.
Dad always kind of chuckles about that because he would love to see me in the backseat of my brother's police car.
And
two, three, four, boom, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
A friend of mine.
Oh, dude. Like, dude,
it's like 45 minutes.
Dude, he's trying to shake
it. He's like, whoops.
he's legitimately trying to shake it off. Like, oh, come on, buckaroo, stay in. Yeah. Dude, like, he's got his body language, his hand is on the back of his neck.
Yeah.
Doing like the best, like, it's okay, buddy.
Basically what his dad used to do.
Hold on. Yeah. But no, it's like a self comfort or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, the body language here is just like, oh, fuck, buddy. Yeah. I'm like, Dick Martin, I feel for you now.
When his dad was in the Secret Service and this guy's up here talking about, like, the government's not real.
Yeah, I'm like, God, Jesus I don't Christ, know. Dude. I'm like, you are some sort of comedic force for what your father did in the past.
This is back in the 80s, and that was back before DWIs were really a big deal. I don't know if you guys know
the 80s. Those whole fucking things. You remember when DWIs were fucking not a big deal? Or as I call them, the good old days?
He'll loose driving around.
Yeah. Hey, I drive better when I'm literally blackout.
It takes the edge off.
Oh, my God. Don't have to.
It wasn't a big deal. It's kind of a traffic ticket. They take you home, kind of stuff.
He's speaking from experience.
Yeah. This comes from truth.
Yeah. All right. Old Moose Knuckle Martin.
It's incredible. It's not flattering for his crotch. This shot right here.
It's so funny, dude. Yeah. He looks like he has a dude pussy. I'm sorry. I don't like to make fun of people by their appearance, but again, this guy's like a fucking cartoon.
Yeah.
Like he's got like a slick back confident mullet. Like,
yep. Man. Got me.
All right. Here we are.
But a friend of mine had a DeLorean and we had just gone skiing up there in Colorado.
Super hateable.
And John's
already.
Driving. Yeah. And I swear to God, we get pulled over, and John pulls over on the wrong side of the road.
All right. This is funny, actually.
The cop comes up.
Sec.
And in a DeLorean, you can't roll down the window. You got a little slide window there.
This is actually. This is the premise. It's kind of.
I was going to say, this joke has amazing setup.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, DeLorean, cool. Right? And then I was like, is he going to make a shitty, like, time traveling joke? No. Really? Set it
Not
up?
Not yet. Hold
on.
Oh,
God. You're right.
I'm sure he is.
You're right. But
just the idea of opening the DeLorean doors during a traffic stop.
Dude, so okay, I'll admit I do have a joke about being pulled over as well. What I don't like is it's kind of a bastion of my last like crutch bit where I'm like it does well, but the premise of being pulled over is I think still such a beginner premise where it's like it's. Unless you really make it your own or it's a real, 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 real story. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Okay, it's airplane jokes.
Right,
so,
sure, airplane blued.
But the reason I'm pointing it out is this is now his second one in a row.
That's true, yeah.
And I'm like,
well,
yeah.
You write what you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, this guy knows getting pulled over.
Yeah.
John asks the famous question, what seems to be the problem, officer? Well, he got hit with a bottle of booze out of his breath, I swear. The cop knew right away we were skunked. Well, I guess pulling over on the wrong side of the road didn't help our case much either.
Oh, I like self-reflection.
So the cop simply asked, do you mind stepping out of the car? Mm-hmm. John, not thinking much about it, opens the door.
Bottle falls out?
The cop didn't know what a DeLorean was like, so next thing you know, we hear this thud!
See, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Two heads looking outside the door to a state trooper knocked out cold laying in the snow. Oh, shit.
Well, that's probably
before you know it, we're down the mountain. I swear, we sobered up so fast. To this day, we kind of wondered, does this guy pull over every DeLorean he sees, or does he avoid them like the plague?
Hey, I will say, again, moments of real recognize real. I'm like, this guy tried to write a DeLorean joke. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this is another getting pulled over joke. I'm like, no. Yep. He's stuck on the DeLorean, and I'm here for it. Way to go, Rick. I'm back on your side.
All right.
But I have gotten arrested more times than I can count for foolish things. I'm the only one that I've ever known that I've ever got a DWI stuck in a creek.
That's because you were so drunk.
You end up in a fucking creek.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like... Sounds like the fire department might have been involved on that one.
Damn it. Instead of a cat stuck in a tree, we got a drunk stuck in a creek.
Yeah.
You guys go get him?
I kid you not. I'd been stuck for hours. Me and a friend of mine sitting on the tailgate drinking beer, and a police officer comes walking down the dirt path and arrested me for DWI. Now, how is this possible?
Well, this one I probably could have beat.
I still to this day. The judge looks at it and says, let me get this straight. You were stuck in a riverbed. Yes.
All right.
What are you doing here? I was driving while intoxicated, sitting on the tailgate of my truck. I also got arrested for public intoxication.
Wait. Like, so you can't breeze over it. Like, he probably could have won that.
There's also... It was like a disjointed story.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what? Like,
yeah. And then he just moves on.
Yeah.
Like,
all right. Hey, well. Counselor, you can legalize that one if you want.
Yeah, I mean, that's not... the officer didn't see you driving unless you were dumb enough to admit that, like, I've been drinking for 14 hours. And, even still, like, that's... You should be able to beat that.
If the keys are in the ignition, but you're not in the driver's seat, but you're drunk, are you... What's
so, if you're... The car's on, keys in ignition, in park.
Yeah.
You're not driving, you're good to go. You're not
park. Really?
In park. Yeah. If it's in drive and you're like up against something, you're not be able to go anywhere. Because that's the actual case. Like someone hit a
That makes sense.
And like the cop came on them, the car was in drive.
Right.
They're passed out.
Right.
That's still operating while intoxicated.
So
but like you can be in your car drunk. And as long as you're not operating, so you don't have your foot on the pedal,
right?
You know, stuff like
so
that.
So
you
can sleep
drive.
Hammered in your car as long as it's in park.
Yeah.
So guys, next time you wrap your unlicensed truck around a tree, if you can have just a moment of clarity to pop that fucker back in park.
Well, that one's gonna be a little bit different.
Honestly, officer, I was just parked here, and this tree came out of nowhere. It grew up real cool.
In my backyard. I was barbecuing. Stereo was rather loud.
Oh.
I didn't have a neighbor within miles.
Can only imagine what he's playing.
Next thing I know, it's like a SWAT team comes jumping over the back fence, throw me down on the ground, slap the cuffs on me, and I'm like, what are you arresting me for?
Being too
public intoxication. Oh, the judge loved that one. Let me get this straight, Mr. Martin. You were arrested in your backyard while barbecuing. Yes, ma'am. Now I'm going to line it all up so you can understand why I was arrested so many times for foolishness.
Wait. Uh-huh.
I made the mistake, and don't ever do this, I was married and divorced from the daughter of the sheriff. Needless to say, he didn't like me too much. I could drive out the driveway, and I swear there was always a cop waiting for something to pull me over for.
Again, there's no license plate there. Yeah.
And now, like,
I remember,
okay,
getting pulled over on my 10 speed.
So you guys, I didn't think we were going to get through his
whole
But, like, okay. So atrocious comedy aside here. Like, he's doing stuff that is, like, rookie moves, which, again, if it was a legitimate new comic, I'd be like, whatever.
Yep.
But he's, like, been on the same topic too many times, and it's, like, the same punch too many times where, like, I don't know. When you're on stage, people's comedy brains are, like, the fucking Borg.
Right,
where it's,
right.
like, you can do the same thing maybe twice.
Yep.
But by and the third time, it's like they've adapted.
Yeah,
and
like
phaser don't work. This is the nerdiest reference I can make to it, but
it's a good one.
Yeah, it's like, nah, you can't stay on the same topic for fucking 8 minutes with the same punchline. Hey, you know cops don't like me?
I heard you said that 17 times.
Yeah, that'd be like, I used to cherry bust up in his daughter's face. I mean, there's ways for him to dale this up to be, like, hilarious. But.
Bike while going to the liquor store for driving while intoxicated.
Yep, pulled over on a bicycle.
I was smart enough not to take the Mercedes.
This guy has a Mercedes?
No way.
It's amazing the way police are. I mean, if you grew up in the 80s like I did, it was like you could get away with murder.
This guy did not grow up in the 80s.
Man,
he's just like, dude, cops in the 80s were great. I'm like, there's probably a good portion of this country that was like,
I grew up in the 80s. If this guy is the same age as me, he is shot. Fucking 40-year-old. There's no way he's
I'm like, dude, it's 2021.
Yeah. So in
you
2014.
Grew up in the 80s? I'm like, what? What are you, 70?
I mean, so in 2014, he would have been 34 years old if he was born in 1980.
Yeah.
Right?
What?
He's not 34 years old.
How old is Dick
I have
Martz?
No idea.
He's got
to be born in the 60s.
Yeah. I put him in his 50s. This guy's in his 50s somewhere. Yeah, so he probably was a teenager in the 80s.
Okay.
All right. We used to go car surfing. We did so many outrageous things back then. Yep. And today, we were having a conversation earlier. You can't even smoke in the bar now.
My God, somebody put on glory days.
Whatever happened to the old smoky bars?
D7.
They're illegal now. I remember sitting in a restaurant in Houston.
Dude, I'm sorry. Rick Martin definitely looks like he was a pitcher for the high school baseball team that was like, a fucking rule.
He's a golf pro.
And we had a few scotches and water, and I'm sitting there with a friend of mine, Rob.
Rob.
He didn't like any attention of doing wrong things. He was kind of a candy butt.
Candy butt?
And I'm sitting there after we eat steak and drinking some more scotch. I light up a stogie.
So, like, again, he set himself up to be, like, not likable.
Not likable,
like,
right.
I was like, dude, you have, like, a lot of money. Like, you're talking about how you're getting away with shit back in
drunk driving.
Unlikable. Like, scotch, steak, rich, affluent friends.
Mercedes.
And you have a smug, like, arrogance about you on stage. I'm like, it's... Who are
if
you
gonna,
connecting with?
Right, yeah, there's no one
like,
in this bar that he's gonna
unless,
be.
Yeah, dude.
It's funny that there's a mirror right to the side. Who should be looking into it?
Oh, my God. I just noticed that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, dude, what is this, a set for the Illuminati?
Right,
like,
exactly.
You fucking...
You know, less than...
Waitress comes over, sir, you can't smoke in this restaurant. I said, yeah, I know. And I kept on smoking.
Okay.
Cigar.
So you're saying,
oh, here comes the general manager.
All right.
Sir, this is a non-smoking facility.
Right.
So not now it isn't.
Oh, got him.
Never been thrown out of a restaurant until then.
Yeah,
that's, I don't
they
believe
didn't
that
sure
either.
I paid the bill.
I'm like, it's another not true story, but I'd be like, you got like I I get why you got thrown out.
Yeah. Like, if you're going to be like this, not self, you got to lean into it. And
I didn't know you couldn't eat pancakes with your feet.
That's funny. Like, you got to ramp up.
I don't know.
You hit on it earlier. It's not that far from the truth, but then you're not unlikable. So if you're going to be not likable, you got to be like so goofy about it that like people are going to be like, oh, okay, this is.
Yeah, man. Funny. Yeah, and again, we're punching.
Yes, we are. We're punching
this up too much. We're like, if you wanted to, I'm like, because again, I don't even like telling people how to do comedy.
That's true.
Because I'm like, figure it out.
Right.
And
I would never do this. Unless
it was. If you're a comedian, I'm like, hey, just figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't want to. I never want to bumper bowl somebody into like a style.
Sure.
I'm like, you'll figure it out.
It's not them. Trying to do it another time.
Right. But I'm like, he's just doing stuff that is. It's not that it's not stand up. I'm like, it's just so bad that I'm like. I can point out why it's not funny,
right.
Which I'm like, I in stand-up, it's for me, it's weird. Like, when you can't point out why it's funny, but you laugh, I'm like, that's a brilliant joke.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, Hedberg has the je ne sais quoi that people liked.
Right.
But when you can point and be like, yeah, there's no misdirection.
Right.
There's no this, that, or the other thing. I'm like, yeah man, you're making me pick apart stand-up, and I hate you for it. Asshole. Fucking dick.
Well, it's been a pleasure. I'm gonna cut it loose and
Oh man,
let you hear some more music. Thanks for listening to me. Have a good night, folks. And
motherfucker, he did a music open mic.
Oh wow,
he did it tracks, but
damn.
So he didn't even do a stand-up open mic. And here's the thing, when I was super new, I'd go to places that had like open mic, where you could do anything, because I was like, dude, this is 8 minutes.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't know anywhere
where you'd be able to get
8 minutes,
and someone wouldn't come up and be like,
like, I'm like, what are you in the Midwest? No, he's in Texas. I'm like, an 8 minute new open mic set is like, who the
right?
Tip the bartender well.
All right, woohoo! Yes. Yay!
Even the clapping is just fuck.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. Oh, no. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Here we go. I will say some of the premises, like the DeLorean joke, I'm giving him too much.
Yeah.
Fuck him so much. But, yeah, damn it, dude.
I just said, now you know what I feel.
Yeah.
It just added another layer.
It just bums me out because I'm like, of course, this guy.
Maybe he's gonna expose you too, bud.
Yeah, sure. I could use the following, man. It's not often I get to go like, wow, I have a greater YouTube presence than that guy.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, what?
Oh man.
All right.
All right. You want to get into the final segment?
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah, because we're just like we have segments. We'll get them going. In the
all right, so this is the titular part of the podcast, Free Consultations, where we find legal questions from people on Avvo.com, and they ask real lawyers real questions, and we answer them, and we get a little free consultation.
Sorry, I was just mourning stand-up comedy there for a second. Like, God damn it! Man.
Yeah, this one comes to us from Riverside, California. It says, I have a couple of misdemeanor warrants in another Riverside County, but I don't have a way to get there.
All right. Don't worry. They'll get you, bud.
I have misdemeanor warrants in Riverside County, but I don't have a way to get there. Okay, we just wrote that. All right. And that's what's holding me back from getting my driver's license. Since then, I have been in program, staying clean. Well, that's cool.
All right.
And I got my life back together. The only thing that's holding me back are those two warrants.
Holy shit. Hang on. He works two jobs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like... Just get an Uber.
Yeah.
Uber.
For a second there, I was like, God damn it. Now I'm like, oh, this guy's like trying to figure it out, and he actually needs some free consultation.
Yeah, or just there's an app for that. Yeah. You could just drive over there.
Or I hate to be this is one of those times where I think if you went, oh, God, no, they'll beat you over the head. They'll arrest you. Don't go to the cops. But I'm like,
yeah, the cop, they would arrest you. Yeah
but I'm like, I don't know. There's got to be an honest-to-goodness way to get a ride to where you need to go. But I will say this, they'll get you eventually.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate the guy's getting his life together and everything, but, like, come on. Like, you can just get a ride. I mean, I don't know what the...
Yeah.
Or just ask somebody for a ride.
I how far is it, California?
Yeah, it's in California. It said in another Riverside County.
Yeah, I don't...
Which means it sounds like it's relatively close. I mean...
This seems doable.
Yeah. I mean, what lawyer... This isn't even... There's no question here.
Here's what blows my mind about questions like these on Avu.com. This guy figured out how to go to, an Ask a Lawyer website.
Yep.
And, I don't even know how to do that. You know how I figured out? Googling it. And so it blows my mind that this was just fired off in an email to, lawyers on the internet.
Right.
And he's sitting there if only I could figure this one out.
If there was a way that I could pay someone for a ride.
It just blows me because I'm like, it's such a figure outable thing that the way to ask the question is actually more complicated than to figure it out.
Right.
Which I'm like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
These people enigma my brain. I don't get it. I'm you're an enigma to me.
I know.
I don't get it.
It's so great. We do have an attorney answer from Robert Douglas Kane, who looks like he's going to kill you.
Well, this guy puts the court on trial.
He slams his briefcase down and is like, why are we here?
Hey, who do you got in the defense? I'm taking on Kane.
Robert Douglas Kane Jr.
There's three answers, but his is the only one that
one I took. He said you could Uber, you could hire an attorney to assist you, or wait until the police give you a ride in the back of the squad car. Probably not preferred. Thank you, Robert D. Kane Jr. Esquire. Licensed in California.
I got to tell you, Bobby Kane.
Bobby Kane's?
BK Jr. He nailed all of our takes.
Yeah. But this is more just life advice than legal advice.
Yeah. It's kind of like the don't have sex with children one we always got to put out there where it's like,
It's like, hey, I was playing guitar and the pick fell in the hole of the guitar. Yeah, how do I get it out?
I turned it over and shook around about, but I think there's a ledge of wood around the hole that keeps me from getting a pick. And then I try to do the thing where I'm shaking and hopping it. But gosh darn pig!
I did spank it on the bottom.
Yeah,
but
I wanted to put gum on the string, but then I forgot.
That's not gonna happen again.
Well, I mean, color me flummoxed. I forgot there's six strings in front of the hole to obstruct my gummy string to get the pick. Yeah. Please help. Would like to strum soon.
Pickless in Seattle.
Oh boy. All right.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't know. Maybe I'm still bummed out from Rick Martin that I just kind of feel bad for that guy because I'm like, this guy's got two jobs. That's got to be Uber money.
This is a quick one.
All right.
This is from Van Alstyne, Texas, and they ask, can you adopt your best friend at 16?
Oh, okay.
And then the description is, because they want to.
Oh, man. I hope this is two kids being like, we'll run away together
you
and
just
get
come live at my house.
Because they want to. All right.
Oh, man. There's not enough to really.
I'm going
to
keep
answer.
It high road. I want to say it's whimsical kids because there's part of me that's like, oh, I think we've got some grooming possibly.
But yeah. And if there's two kids, then of course one kid can't adopt another kid.
Who's the famous person? There's probably so many, but that adopted somebody and then ended up marrying them.
Oh, isn't that Woody Allen?
Was it Woody Allen?
I think so.
Yeah, that sounds like Woody Allen. But I thought there was also a musician that like.
Is that that's
The fact that it's more than one.
The Great Balls of Fire guy.
Oh, maybe. Goodness gracious! Questionable moral actions.
Questionable morality. So yeah, no, you can't. We're gonna keep a high road.
All right, keep a high road.
Even if it's not high road, if we're gonna take the low road. No.
Well, let's. You've got an attorney answer, and this is probably my favorite headshot and name because it just it's great.
Old Pete Loudon,
P.D. Loudon is why I like it. P.D. Loudon
from Norman, Oklahoma. He just says, "Can you adopt your best friend at 16?" Of course not.
Of course not. Nope.
I love you, Pete. He's just as frustrated as I am.
Yeah.
Pete would probably be a fan of the show.
I'm not going to lie. Like we need to start messaging these people. Be like, this guy rules. He's got an 8.4 on Avvo.
That'd be a good segment if we could get him on.
Yeah, I think.
Ricks and D-Rafter. If we could get Ricks and D-Rafter the third.
That guy has such big dick energy. Oh, I want God. Yeah. Yeah.
He'd probably be like, well, is there some sort of appearance fee?
Yeah, fucking shut up.
RDR the third.
We giving you so much.
Man. All right, we got two more.
Okay. Oh, my God, I read part of that one. Yep. All right, can't wait for the final one today.
Let's do this one. This one's from Dearborn, Michigan.
Hey, close to home. There's a lot going on here. Yep. All right.
On the 4th of July, they asked this one.
Okay.
So if you pay for someone to have sex on camera to be uploaded on a website, can it be considered illegal or would it be porn?
Wozer Bozer, counselor, I'm going to let you go ahead and start sinking your teeth into this.
Yeah. So the distinction between, this is his wording, not
wowzer,
mine.
Okay. The distinction. Like, yeah. I love it when you got to do that for an email.
Yeah, this is, so he writes, I'm sure it's a he. Come on.
Yeah.
No woman would ask this question. The distinction between pornography and prostitution isn't quite clear to me, like other things in his life.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Sites like Quora says pornography is an act, so it's protected by free speech and it follows a script.
What? Okay.
All right. If I create a script that she follows, record the sex scene, and pay her for release of the video, and then in parentheses, not sure if that's the correct way to describe it, etc.,
uh-huh.
I'll verify if she's over 18. I'm willing to get whatever documents, license, etc. I need so that it's considered pornography.
Ha. Hold on.
Yeah.
There... Is that a link to the video?
Okay.
Because that is a Quora.com link.
So then, but then at the bottom, he writes...
I am terrified. Don't click the link.
No, I'm not going to click that.
Don't.
Yeah. Also, so then he writes after the link, he goes, also here someone mentions something I've never heard called a custodian of record. What is this? Is required in my state? Was going to upload to a public porn site, not create my own, if that makes a difference.
Well,
man. So much.
Shout out to Dearborn for getting in the industry.
Yeah.
The porn capital of Michigan.
Yeah, Jesus.
Ugh.
Whew. Okay, so if you pay someone to have sex on camera.
I've heard, I don't know. I'm blanking on his name, comedian from Grand Rapids. Why can I not remember?
Stu McAllister?
No, Stu. Stu. Well, it's funny. I can remember his at.
But so, like, why would you? Oh, so he's trying to get around the prostitution part of this, which just find a woman
and
have sex with her without having to pay her.
Well,
okay.
Well,
yeah,
Nick,
sorry.
Easy for you to
sorry,
say.
Let me check my privilege.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, Devron Thomas has a pretty good joke that actually might answer this better than we can do right now. Yeah. But it's like, I don't know, man. Like, I think this guy wants to make, it sounds like he's trying to make legal pornography, which thumbs up for that.
Okay.
Tasteful legal porn.
All right.
But it also sounds like he might be trying to use prostitutes to do it.
Yeah. Because,
like, these people have sex for money.
Right.
But, I don't know if porn is the same as far as like release forms go.
Yeah.
But like I know that most university websites will have free release forms that you can print and they cover their legal documents people sign and sign a release form. And then if they're over 18 and willing to do pornography,
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Because then
hang on, we always say that, but I'm like, this is morally,
that would need to,
hang on now. But like, if you're talking about how to make legal porn,
what
is Quora?
Core is like a place where you can just ask questions.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, it sounds like a realty site. Like,
right.
Is Quora a porn site? Like,
no,
I don't know.
It's a general place where you can ask questions. Kind of like Reddit, but asking questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I feel like he could probably message somebody at Pornhub.
Right.
Like, that to be...
See, like, if he... he's kind of making it... He's kind of telling on himself a little bit, right? Because he's saying, like, this is... I want to pay someone for prostitution.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But I want it to be porn. Like, just call it porn.
Right. Well, just,
you know what I mean?
The way he's opening it up, he says, the distinction between pornography and prostitution isn't quite clear to me. Which is different than, I want to make porn.
Right.
Like,
just say
how
that.
Do I do it
how
legally?
Do I make porn?
Yeah.
And then you're just like, inside, you're like, I'm having sex
yeah,
with a woman.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, I don't know, man. Something about this, like, kind of.
Yeah, this is kind of creepy.
Yeah, like, it's unsettling. I'm like,
this is like one of those where, like, I could give legal advice, but I don't really want to.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I don't know, man. I'm hoping it's
answer.
A horny teenager
yeah,
that just hasn't had sex. And he's like, how could I fuck the easiest right now?
Yeah, just keep pounding it in your room, buddy. Yeah. You're not ready for
I don't
not
know.
Ready to be an outdoor cat.
Yeah. Ooh. All right.
All right. This one. We're gonna end with this one.
Okay. I was gonna say let's get the smut out of here. Right. And then
hold on. So this is from Los Angeles, California.
All right.
Is erotic role play, specifically age play, illegal?
Ooh.
Wow.
God almighty. Here we go.
Here we go. All right. So this question comes a lot up in community I play in.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Where some players take on teenage characters.
Hold on. This is why I hate parts of the coast, man. Uh-huh. Like, just when, like, weird, odd, progressive, woke, liberal shit bleeds into, like, I want to be a monster in a sexual way, but I'm going to use some woke terminology still.
Right.
Like, other players in the sex-fucked dungeon. I'm like,
you
dude.
You can't judge me for
that.
I'm
like, Dev, I'm just saying, like, when you're in for a dime, in for a dollar, and you're just like, well, I might be a monster trying to do illegal things here, like a pedophile-adjacent sexual fantasies, but... They're players, Nick. I'm like, all right.
So this question comes up on the community I play in, where some players take on teenage characters and role play with each other, and sometimes it may be erotic. Okay.
What the fuck, man?
Administrators of the server think it's a gray area and barely take action. Barely. Interesting pun.
Barely.
As they enforce that the server is only for 18 plus players. Stop calling them players, like you said.
I think he's in a game. I think this is an actual game.
Yeah. So they are right in saying that all parties should be 18 plus regardless of character age. So if the actual people are 18 plus, then the characters under 18 isn't an illegal. As players, we have mixed opinions on this, and mine is leaning towards being against it being permitted.
Good
Jesus.
Call.
This
yeah.
is one of those ones where it's like, I
God
think I don't like
it.
the answer, but
I mean, this goes back to the old, old bit that I think we did where it's like, listen, man, like it was like an age of consent thing where it's
right.
like, if you gotta ask,
there
regardless
you
of what you're doing is legal, it's creepy.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, dude, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like this.
I have to read what the law is in California because they're probably different. But
play a different
game
for a little bit.
Yeah,
Call of Duty's kind of
just
fun.
LARP like a regular person.
Also, I don't like that this makes my brain go there.
Yeah,
like, you fucking goddamn it.
I know, because like the ideas of like why are they even wanting to do this?
Yeah, like because here's the thing: part of the fantasy is like it's a fantasy that you want to be real, but the fantasy makes you more into it. So if somebody's even fetishizing, like, child shit, I'm like,
gross.
That's fucked
that's
up.
That's so fucked up.
Like, okay. Yeah. I mean, but, hey, if I can go just for the money for the devil here, tain't nothing legal about it. Have fun.
Right.
Get your rocks off to whatever as long as everybody's consenting and over 18.
Over 18,
ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
Right, because I think in California you have to be over 18, which probably should be in Michigan too. I mean, that's...
To play. Yeah, to
just,
play.
Well, to be able to consent to sexy stuff.
Yeah, well, because like...
It's here at 16. That just blows my mind.
Right, but here's the thing though, that's like fucked up, but I'm like, I don't know, people are into like baby fetish porn where it's like people like adults in cribs doing weird fucking shit, and I'm like, god damn it, like Thanks, HBO's Real Sex for just being on late when I woke up in the middle of the night as a kid. Oh, I'm like, I can't unsee that. Yeah. You know, I know it's out there.
And that's fucked up.
But what did Gary,
I didn't mean to.
Oh, you don't have Gary's answer?
It wasn't anything interesting.
Jesus. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Gary, I didn't mean to.
Oh, all right. Because Gary looks like he's pissed. He's got a hot take and he's angry about it. All right, well, lawyer it up.
I specialize in this.
Lawyer this one up.
I
thought we were going to tee-hee at it more.
I'm pretty sure the answer is that you can do it as long as they're 18 plus legally.
This is one of those ones where you look at me and you're like, wash your hands.
Yeah, I'm going to go take a shower after this.
Like a Pontius Pilate this one. And be like, ugh.
Gross.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. Also, is erotic role play specific? Ugh. I would say, is it illegal? Sadly, no.
Right. Not yet, anyway.
Because it's pretend.
Yeah.
But, is it morally wrong? Hey, absolutely.
Right.
Like, just... That's gross. Don't know, man. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm sorry we ended with that one.
That's all right. It had high hopes.
Yeah.
It had high hopes. Yeah. I mean, if we want, we can... let's see if we have time for it. Because I did have one video I wanted to bring up. All right.
Hell yeah.
This one made me cackle pretty hard last night.
Okay.
It's an oldie but a goodie.
I can see what you're typing and I'm laughing.
I showed this. Here we are. All right.
Okay. looks great.
All right. So, this is about a 7-year-old video. It's older than this. A buddy of mine in college first showed it to me. And it is up there with Tom Segura's Scared Straight video. Okay. But I think it's one step further. Not a lot of people know about this video.
No, I've never heard of it.
And I want more people to know about it because it is just mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And I'm not even gonna contextualize it other than it's called Tossing the Salad. And this is a guy who's been in prison for a while, just kind of explaining prison stuff. You ready for this?
I hope so.
All right. All right, here we go. We'll end on this because it's I swear to God, it's not the funniest thing I've seen in a while.
Okay.
New Jack come in prison, like he don't have no imagination what's going on in prison. He don't understand who's who, what's what. Like most all young guys come in prison, they will try to find a homosexual first to find out who got the drugs, who to talk to, who not to talk to, you know, which backswings to move on, right? In certain jails, you have a lieutenant standing up there. And when guys come in, everybody's standing up there and they point down. Yeah, that young motherfucker's mine. That's mine.
Oh,
I talk to a lot of them because I'm on the receptor.
Now, I hope you're ready for what is about to be said. Because for those of you not watching, this is a gentleman behind bars explaining just prison. But here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
I talk to a lot of them because I'm on the reception side, right? And I see the fear in them. So I know, right? I can give him to a shark or a bad cooter. If I sell a guy, believe me, I'm going to get something out the deal.
Oh, my God.
First of all, right, if he's a newcomer, right?
Wait, so he sells
I want him
them?
To suck my ass with jelly. What they call talk to cow. That's the slang word. Newcomer, right? I want him to suck my ass with jelly. What they call toss and salad. That's the slang word, toss and salad. It means sucking my ass, right? With jelly or without jelly. Some people use syrup. I prefer a guy to use jelly, right? I will reach my climate, right? I will automatically get hard, right? I will, you know, come automatically. If
dude,
he's sucking
dude,
my-
all right. Wow. So we're just gonna go back to it.
Toss and salad. That's the slang word, toss and salad. It means sucking my ass, right? With jelly or without jelly. Some people use syrup. I prefer a guy to use jelly, right?
I want him to suck my ass with jelly. Jelly.
Or you can use syrup. Or jelly, preferably.
I like it when they suck my ass with jelly. I'm like, what?
I will reach my climate, right? I will automatically get hard, right? I will, you know, come automatically if he's sucking my ass for about 10 minutes or longer, right? It's a sensation feeling.
I'm sorry, 10 minutes?
Dude.
That's a long time sucking some dude's ass with jelly. Are there multiple appliques?
Just he's speaking
he's just dropping
he's
truth.
He's so matter of fact.
Yeah.
Just,
and it makes you feel real good. Most all gays do that. You know what I'm saying? Like guys to suck their ass. It's just like a pussy, right? But the only difference is it's not a pussy, right? It's
I love that he's mansplaining this. So is he just prison gay?
It's most guys, it's like a pussy, except that it's not a pussy.
Wait, hold on. Let me write this down, dude. Hold on.
Oh, is he glad we're recording gay? It. Is he prison gay? You're gonna learn.
Okay.
We got a bit of a minute.
Clean. The person is decent. And the person know that that's an asshole. But in mind, he's looking at it as a pussy because he's in prison. So toss my salad, let him eat me, you know. We straight. That's it.
Whoa.
We straight.
Cut to the biggest black man I've ever seen. Wearing sunglasses.
The most hazardous thing in prison life is being dead over drugs. They can get you killed or raped. One or the other. You can't pay. I had one opportunity where three guys, two of them owed me money, right? So I knew I couldn't get them together. So what I did, I got one day on a Saturday. I sucked his dick in the closet. You know what I'm saying? I sucked his dick. You know, I had his pants down. He helpless. That's it. He helpless, right? His dick hard. I'm sucking on it, right? I came right up and I cut him. And that's why I left the man in the closet. He didn't tell, but he couldn't explain. How could he explain that a fag was sucking his dick and come up and cut him? He couldn't explain that. There's no way in hell he could explain it to the administration.
God, it's like Machiavelli. It's so Machiavellian.
Dude. Yeah,
that just blew my mind.
I just wanted everybody to see that more, and I feel bad because I should have told you to just wait for it because the initial suck my ass with jelly
or syrup. By the way, is it a syrup day or a jelly
he
day?
He prefers jelly. Yeah. Now here's something that I was having some giggles with last night. I'm like, who is that really for? Because I'm like, one of you's getting like a weird sticky asshole.
That's brilliant.
And then the other person is like, well, thank God it's grape flavored.
Oh my God.
I mean, like, and at that point, like, can you imagine you get your first day out of prison, you take your buddy out to like a Denny's or whatever, and they just drop the toast off, and then they just put the just fucking, like, the container of four different pads of jelly, and he just goes,
oh man.
What's wrong with your toast? Tastes like ass.
Check, please.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm sorry. I just wanted to put that out there, counselor, as something I felt people needed to see.
Blew my mind. Yep. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. That's what I brought to class today. Yeah. For show and tell. But, all right. Shameless plugs?
Follow me at Comedian at Law on Instagram and Facebook page as well, and just thanks for watching, and make sure you like and subscribe to the channel and everything that Lou's doing. What do you got going on, buddy?
I'm dialing it back. I have a YouTube channel called Loaded for Bear where I do like spoof prepping videos, kind of inspired by Red Green. I kind of want to get back to doing that a little bit more. I stream on Twitch at Lou the Surgeon building Lego. That's a lot of fun. But the main thing, baby, is the stand-up comedy. So follow me at Lou the Surgeon on Instagram. You'll see where I'm at. I'm actually gonna be in California next week. I'm nice. San Diego for a couple days with Trevor and Elena. We're doing the Madhouse, San Diego Madhouse, and I think we're going up to LA, and we might be doing the Comedy Store. So nice. We'll see. But yeah, man. That's about it. Follow me at Lou the Surgeon and free consultation, baby. We're back.
Hell yeah, dude.
So thank you, everybody. On Nick's YouTubes, and for you scamsters out there, Scamster Nation. It's good to be back.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys. Ooh, not yet. Yes, we'll end. Let me stop the stream over there.
Nice.
Stop recording over there.
That was fun.